And daf pei hey amid beis. Let us start again from the memra of Rab Ami, 5 lines from the top. 4 lines from the top. Omar Rab Ami, amoiti star pesach mechaburah lechaburah. Person is moiti bosa from the kol pesach from one chabur to the other chaburah. Ein echayim atche yoniach. He has to make a hanoche. The Isser Haytor to take out Oisaitzi min Abayit or Oisaitzi Chutso, so it has the Gidre of Haytor. Ein Echayim Ache Yonia. Haytor Ksiv Beike Shabbos. Ma Shabbos Ada Oved Akire Vahanoche. Just like by Shabbos, it is not called a Haytor till he makes an Akira and Vahanoche. Avochinami Ada Oved Akire Vahanoche. Mosiv Rabbi Abba Bar Mamu. So what are you telling me wherever it says Haitzo? You need Gidrei Haitzo, you need a Hanoch also. We learned, Toh Yusoyvlen Oysom B'moitois, they were carrying out the Paul V'soyr Shiyem HaKippurim, the Rishonim Yotzu Chutz L'Chaim Es HaZorim. So as soon as the Rishonim went out of the Chaim Es HaZorim, they left the Machne Shchinim. Achrayim lo yotzu, and achrayim are still in the Azorim. Harishayim mitamim godim, so the rishayim they become tamim l'tamim bigdayim. Achrayim ain mitamim godim. So we'll see this din of that it is mitame. It says yotzi al mechutz l'machne. So when it is taken out from the machne shchinim. Then it is metame begodim. So if you're telling me wherever it says yaitze, you need gidrei haitza, so v'holoi noch, so here there was the carrying it out, so there was no hanoche chutz l'machne shchine, in the midst of carrying it. V'moisiv lo, v'humefarik lo, v'nigrorim, it is speaking about that it was, there was nigrar, the par v'soy wa nigrar al ha'oretz, or some of Loretz, some of Melech, Ke'ilu, no. Dr. Rashi, Achi Yaniach b'mokim chabura acheret, he has to make anoch in the chabura acheret. The Ovele Akira v'anoch in Kishabbos, the Be'inon Akira v'anoch. Achi Yaniach, before he makes anoch, loy nigmira meloche, so the Melech HaSeitzor was not nigma. The Gabi Shabbos, V'chol chayuv echatos k'siv ba'asoysa ba'asoysa eskulo v'l'voysa miktosa. He has to do the complete meloche. So by Shabbos, if he makes an akira without a hanoche, so he's not chayiv. V'haynami, so who adin by the lav of lo yisoytzi, afogav the lav ba'achatosu, ha'itzo ki yosam v'inan, you have to make a complete ha'itzo, which includes a hanoche in the second reshus. Oyu soyblen oysom bemoitais porem anistrofim ki goin par vesoyr yoyim akipurim upar helom dobo upar koin meshia anistrofim chutz l'gimu machnet di yalfinen beseyde yoyime beperik shnei sehiri the Gemara says as follows laha long b'shar porem anistrofim atanois l'man gimu machnet. By the other, Porim an Yisrofim, Bimokim Asreife, is Chutz L'Gimel Machne. I mean, Chutz L'Azore, Chutz L'Arabayit, Chutz L'Rishalayim. So then, that's the Mokim Asreife. V'kan, V'yoyim HaKippurim, Atanoisnim, Lohem, Machna Achat. With me, and here, by the Par Yoyim HaKippurim, you'd be Seyrefit in Machna Leviyah. T'chsiv Yoyitzi, L'Chutz L'Machne, V'Solfoy. So it seems that the Pasuk is telling us that the one who's Maitziyit Mechutz Lamachne has the same halachas of a Seyref. Just like the Seyref is Yechabes Begodo, so the Maitzi Mechutz Lamachne is also Yechabes Begodo. When you take it out of the Azorim, Ba'afel gavda loy noch. I hear there was no hanoche. Ba'ocha haitza ksive d'chsiva haitzi yatapo. So the Gemara answers b'nigrorin al gabi kalke, the ika hanoche. So there was noch al gabi kalke. Zeptaisves, haitza ksive kishabit. So the Gemara says that you need a hanoche because it says haitza just like it says by Shabbos haitza. So where does it say by Shabbos haitza? So Taisva says, Peirish, it says by Shabbos, al yaitze ish min koima. Vahainu al yaitze. So you can't take the pasuk kepshutai that it is an iser to go chutz l'tchum, not chumim darabona. So memele sa al yaitze has to be translated al yaitze. Not permitted to carry out of his mokim. Afilu leman di yoma tchumem di reise. Afilu according to Rabbi Kiva that holds tchumem di reise. So, he also darshans al yoitzi. No, he learns tchumem di reise mi dishoni vloikosav al yoitzi. So he says there's a double mashmois in the posse. It means al yoitzi also. Avol is the dynamic robo hitzo mairi. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the posse is also speaking about hitzo. How do we know this? The mashma soif perekamed ha'irabin, the toni rabchiyem, loikin al tchumin devar toich. If a person is yoitzei chutz l'tchum, he gets malki. Perish mal yoitzei. Uporech to the gemore asks, lab shenitin lazores mises bezdenu. The gemore asks, how can he get malki? How can he get malki on being yoitzei chutz l'tchum? This love is a hazoreh for meleches haitzah. So since a love which is needed to be a hazoreh for Mrs. Bezden, you don't not like on this love. Mashmeh the loitzah namiyos. So we see close that I feel according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that is a deraisa de keiser of tchumim afal pikein. The posik is also a hazoreh for haitzah. Vim taima. So, al kaponim, the posik of Eitzoh, Eitzoh ksiv bei kishabis, is the posik al yaitzei, which means al yaitzi. Vim taima. The bereish azoirik dorish Eitzoh, mivayikolei ha'om mehobi. That they were machris, they should not bring the nidmas ha'mishkan in Shabbos. So from here we learn an Isser Haitzah, because each person brought from his Oyel, which was the Rishus HaYochid, to Machna Leviyah where Moshe Rabbeinu was, and that was the Rishus HaRab. Vayikolei Ha'om Mehovi means that they stopped bringing because it was Haitzah Mirshus HaYochid Lirshus HaRab. So L'chayre, it's another posik. It's not the posik of Al Yaitzeh. It's a new posik. Ba'aymari, so the Ri says, the Itzterich, you need both psukim. Chad lohitzah the oni, v'chad lohitzah the balabai. There's two eifanim of eitzah. There's one eitzah of a balabai. That means, the balabai is standing in the Rishus HaYochid. And he takes out from the Rishus HaYochid and puts it into the Rishus HaRam. And there's another Haitzah of an Oni who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's taking out from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRam. We'll elaborate soon. But there's two types of Haitzah. There's a Haitzah of a Balabai and a Haitzah of an Oni. Umishum da Haitzah meloche gruahi. Since Haitzah is a malache geruah, itzrech lemichtev betavai. So therefore, we need a posik to tell us both in yonei Haitzah. First of all, why is Haitzah called a malache geruah? So Tosfos says in Shabbos that Haitzah is a malache geruah was mali moitzi mershus hayochid lushus hayochid, mali moitzi mershus hayochid lushus harab. So the Talmachayre Taisvus means to say as follows, that the yisoid of Meleches Haitzah is that you're mishane the rishus of the chayvet. Before it wasn't this rishus, now it's in a different rishus. That's the yisod of the Meleches. So Memele, if that's the yisod of the Meleches, so Mali Moitzi Meshus Hayochid Lushus Hayochid, taking from one rishus Hayochid to another rishus Hayochid, it's also called Ashini Rishus. Or if I take from a Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Harabus, both of them are the Yisod Shini Rishus. So we see the Issa of being Meshana, the Rishus of a Chayfet, is not all the time also, only in certain instances. I call other Malachis, if Bishal is also, so Bishal is also, Bayer is also, it's also. Here the Issa is Shini Rishus, but we make a fine line. If from this rishus to this rishus is also, but from this rishus is not also. So lemaise, so it seems the whole malache, since it's only also in certain cases, so that's called a malache gerua. So now each case is a besondere dion. Is this also also, or perhaps this is not also? So now Taisvis differentiates between haitza the ani. In Eitzah, the Balabais. Now, what is the difference between Eitzah, the Balabais, and Eitzah, the Oni? Legabi, the Chayfetz, we have the same thing is occurring. Before the Chayfetz was Munach, Bershus HaYochid, now it's Munach, Bershus HaRab. The Chilik is, who was Meshana the Rishuyes? Was the Balabos, who was standing in the Rishus HaYochid, he put it into Rishus HaRab? Or did the Oni who was standing in the Rishus HaRabim take it out into the Rishus HaRabim? The Rashi says in Shabbos, Oitzoh es Oni cheshuve shemoyshech la'atzmoy. He's bringing it to himself. Ve'nidoyme loitzoh es balabayis shemoytzi mimenu. He's taking it out. The balabos is taking out the chayfetz from the rishus hayochid, and the oni is bringing it into the rishus harab. Now we have here two psukim. We have a posik of al yoytzi, and we have a posik by yikole ha'om mehavi. One posik is speaking one should not take out, and the other posik is speaking one should not bring in. And be'etzem, that's these two inyonim of Eitzah. And perhaps, if we could say, could be the take two different inyonim of Eitzah. What is the mechuvin of the Meloche? The Sfasemis at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos wants to say that the Iker Meloche is the Eitzah, the Akire from the Rishus which it was lying until now. That's the Iker. Al yoytzi ish mim koimoy. Don't take it out from where it was. Why do you need a hanoche? So the Sfasem says, because kozman, it's not munach in a different rishus, so it's not called taken out. It's called taken out mirishus orishoin when it's munach mirishus orishoin. Then it's called, it's completely taken out. So perhaps we could say the hoitzah of the balabayis is a malacha of taking out from the rishus that it was munach. The iser is takal yoytzi. The haitzah of the oni, that what the posik is speaking about, ve'yikolei ha'om mehavi, there is a different malacha. There the malacha is the bringing into the rishus harab. That's the malacha. There the hanacha is not, if the mechuvin is to bring it into the rishus harab, and that's what he's doing bepoyel. He's there together in the Rishus HaRabim with the Chayfetz. That's called he's bringing it into the Rishus HaRabim. Could be that's another malacha. That is the Haitzah of Havo. And there's two bazundere sugim in malachas Haitzah. And he has two psukim on this. Al yoytzi, vayikol ha'yom mahovi. Alachi choshev lohul nami bereish meseches Shabbos betalti. Therefore, the beginning of Mesech the Shabbos, so you have Haitzah the Oni, Haitzah the Balabayis, Lefishaksuvais Bishnei Mikrois, it's two different psukim. It's two different Isurim. Omasik in the Gemara, if you're Zaysen Shabbos, Ovois Mainil, what are Ovois Meloche? Yitzias. Yitzias Tarti have you, the two Yitzias. What did the Gemara answer? Benigrorin. Oimari, the lav davke nigrorin doesn't have to mean that they were schlepping on the ground like the rehitas loshen of Rashi al gabe karke. Elishiyu toich gimel lekarke. Now, if it's toich gimel lekarke, it's also as a din keilu noch al gabe karke. Afilu l'rabonon d'rabekive d'leslu klute kemisha unkedamye bezoire. Afilu d'rabonon d'rabekive. Rabekive holds if it's kluta ba'avir, something that's called ba'avir, it's kilu munach al ha'ore. Afilu it's l'mayla migil. Afilu d'rabonon d'rabekive who disagree with Rabekive, they don't say kluta kemisha unkom bezoire. But if a person is mavir, toich gimel moide, the hochem rinne ba moitziyayin. Because the Gemara says in a moitziyayin as follows, Omar ovem, hoitzi chatzi groigres. A person took out a half a groigres, that's the half of the shir heitzo. Vehin yicho, and he put it down in the rishus harab. Then he went and took out another chatzi groigers. Derech oleho, the second he didn't put down. But the second one, he was holding over the first chatzi groigers. So it's, and he went further with it. He wasn't meiniachit b'shusharam, but he just passed over the first chatzi groigers. Chayim. So the Allah is his Chayim. As soon as he passed over the first Chatzi Groigas, we'll see, it's speaking about it was Teich Gimel to the first Chatzi Groigas, so it's Ke'ilu Noch, the Memela, so we consider Ke'ilu, he was Maitzi, a complete Groigas. Uparich, frech the Gemara, for Omar Rove, Teich Shloi Shel Rabbonon, Tzorich Anoch El Gabi Mashu, Rove said, that if it's Teich Shloishe, if a person threw something, Mershus HaYochi, Mershus HaYochi, Derech HaShus HaRabim, and it's Teich Shloishe, you need a Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu, he has to rest on something for 8 seconds, then it can go further, but it has to rest on something, it can't, if it's going straight, it's, you're not Chayiv, even though it's Teich Shloishe, ומשני לאי קשה, כאן בזוירה, כאן במעביר. ביי זוירה, כי נראה נוח על גבי משהו, תאיך גימול, does not help. ביי מעביר, you do not need ההנוחה על גבי משהו. Now, what is the difference between זוירק and מעביר? תחס לחמיר, פשעתם, the Gemara is as follows. That the Gemara says, there it seems there are two halachas in Hilchis Hanoche. There's one halacha that it has to be munach al ha'oret. You have to make hanoch al ha'oret. That's one tnai in Hanoche. There's another tnai in Hanoche. It seems it shouldn't be moving. It should stop. It should be noch. If it's moving, if it has momentum, so Memele does felt oichet in Hanoch. It's not munach in this Rishus. It's passing through the Rishus, but it's not munach in the Rishus. So on this second halacha, that it has to be noch, it should stop. It shouldn't be a moving object. So the halacha is as follows. So if he's zoirik, so it's moving. So you need Hanoch al gabi mashu. That means there has to be a second al kaponim, where it hit something, and it stopped, and it can continue. But al kaponim, for a second, there was a hanoch. Rashi says in Shabbos, I feel it didn't hit anything. If the wind would just hold it a second, that it wouldn't go further, then it goes further, it's also called Hanoche. So we have to stop the momentum in order to get a Shane Noch. So you need a Noch of Gabi Masha. That is Dafke by Zoyre, because the Chayfetz has momentum. The Chayfetz is going. It's a moving object. By Mavir, so Rashi says, Honoch betoich yodoi. So Dachsame Rashi means the Chayfetz isn't moving. He's moving. It's like the Gemara says, Svine meinach naich maya de komantilo. By that a Svin is not called a Chotzam Aleches, the Svin isn't moving, the Mayim is pulling the Svin. So if it doesn't have its own momentum, so Pshat is it's a Noch already, he's moving, he's holding it, it's not a Zoyre, it doesn't have its own momentum, so Memele, so it's considered that it's a Noch, it's an object that is not moving. So then he can go to say that there's no reason to stop because the chayvitz is anoch to begin with. So that's why the Gemara means by mavir toich gimel is sufficient, even though there was no stopping of the movement whatsoever, because the chayvitz bechlal isn't moving. The mavir is moving. The chayvitz is noch betoich yodo. So what is Taisva saying? So Taisva says that. That so we don't have to say that you don't even need that it's nigra, since it's mavir over here, so teich gimel is sufficient. So teich gimel, it's noch to begin with, so that's called anoch. You don't need mamish alot. Belav dap yinok atosam derech aleh. Doesn't have to be that he's passing over the first chatzik like this. Teich Gimel, Ela Noka Derech Aleha, Da Hashalai Tzach Shei Teich Gimel, Rak Shei Teich Gimel, Da Chatzi Groigres. There has to be Teich Gimel of the Chatzi Groigres Mechaev. That means you don't need Teich Gimel of the, you don't need Teich Gimel of the Karke. He chaps on Derech Aleha to tell me a Rebuse. But even though it's not Teich Gimel to the Kalke, but since it's Teich Gimel to the Chatzig Groigris, so it's considered Ki'ilu it's Munach also. Because Teich Gimel to the Chatzig Groigris is sufficient to consider it Noch. In time, how can the Rishonim, those who go out first, they're carrying the pole, how do they become Tomei? Since a chelik of the pole is meugit in the machne shchine, it says, when is there tumas begodim? When is it yichabes begodim? When you take it out, mechutz l'machne shchine. If the pole didn't come out completely into the Machna Leviya, it's still Me'ugit to Machna Shechina, that's not called Heitzo. By Hilchei Shabbos, it's also the same thing. If you'll take out a watermelon, and part of the watermelon is in the Rishus HaRabim, and part of it is in the Rishus HaYochid, so it's not called Heitzo. Because it's Me'ugit to the Rishus HaPnimi, not called that it came out into the Rishus HaRabim. So why the Rishonim Tomei? The Shloim and the Hochem Mayri Shekol HaPol Chutz L'Chaymes Azov. No, how will we say that the Rishonim are Metamim Bigdei? It means the whole power went out. That's it, fine, it's a mail. There's no Agad power. The power is completely out. Like the Taisus, but there's a shaila. We say Agat Klishmei Agat. The Gemara in Matniya Klaz a shaila. If you'll have a keli, which is full of kernels, and you take out half of the keli, so even though 200 kernels went out already, there's a supposed to say Agat Klishmei Agat, since it is all in one keli, and a chelik of the keli is still in the Rishus HaYochid. So let us say, Agat Klish Me Agat. Tosfos, no. Afilu l'man liyom ahosam agat kli shmei agat hanimi li kli. That is davka kli sheyesh loy toich. That is a kli sheyesh loy toich. Dei nechayvim hoitzi mitzosoi. Shayidei mashe bifnim yochalo viyomi bifnim. Since a chelik of the kli is bifnim, is yochalo viyomi bifnim. Aber yidei mishiches hamoi, kli hoi yechayla machoinim leviyo etzla. But here, with the mishiches hamoi, the achoinim were unable to bring it in. Now, you have to understand what Tosfos answers. The Ivra of Tosfos is, without understanding the mechanics, the Ivra of Tosfos is that the longest of Agad Kli Shmei Agad is Ayidei Masha Bafnim Yochel Leviyim Bifnim. That since from that which is still inside it can be brought back in the Veinik, so that makes that we don't consider that it went out completely. But over here, Lo hayu chayla machaynim, the Tesarajba says, Lo maishcha yu lo viya yet. Like, here the chaynim, those who inside cannot bring it back. And so first of all, you have to know why not. So perhaps we'll say balabatish. Well, this was, we were carrying a par, the soya. We needed that there was a chaynim and rishaynim. There were four people carrying it. So memela, so it could be, it was very heavy. So that means from the achrayim alone, lohayu yachaylem achrayim lemoishcha. That's the lashon of the Tosfos Rashi of Yitzchak. Like, what they have bifnim, it's not, they can't schlep it back in. So memela, so even though the chelik of the might is still inside, but that's not the criteria. The criteria is that you, from what is inside, you're able to bring in the whole chelik. And due to the COVID of the power of the soil, from what is inside alone, you can't bring it back in. Perhaps that's shot in the second half of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos in the first half says, Agantza Megillah, Hani mili kli sheyesh loy toich. They're speaking about a kli sheyesh loy toich. They nechayvim hoitzi mitzos yishidei mash bifnim yochol avim bifnim. Now that's what Tosfos mentions, Kli Sheyesh Leitoich. I don't know exactly what Tosfos means. For example, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says as follows, there's a Mishnah that a Ganav was Megarer V'yoytze, and a Ganav was schlepping out a kiss from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRav. He schlepped out the whole kiss. So the Gemara is a cheshben in Shabbos, as soon as he slept out the whole kiss, so he's chayiv al gneve, because the whole kiss is out, the money is out, he was kind of the money with Hagbor. The Gemara is a kasha, but the shansen, the loops that were attached, there was a strap that was attached to the kiss, was still inside, so Lagabi Shabbos, you're not chayiv. So even though the whole kiss is outside, but he still has the straps inside, that's also called Agat Kelim. That's Gemara Zakasha. So I don't understand why Tosfos also Agat Kli Shmei Agat Hanimili Kli Sheyesh Loy Toich. The Gemara in Shabbos Vayis Tosfos that didn't Agat afil there's no Toich. What is inside doesn't have to have a Toich. The Shansen were inside. The Kis is outside already. You don't need that there has to be a Toich inside. As long as a Chelik of the Keli, the Shansen of the Keli are inside, that's sufficient. And maybe to get this, because you could slap it back. Could be, but that what Tosfos is magdir, ani mili kli sheyesh loy toich, I don't understand what Tosfos means. Zot the Mishnah Baita. Eiver sheyotza miktosai. Eiver sheyotza miktosai, we heard already this Mishnah. Choytech ashe megiya le'etzem v'koylech. So he's choytech the mokim that was yotzo, ash megila etzem. Then the koilek, and then he peels the boso apnimi, ash megila perek, till he comes to the joint, the choytech. Ube mikdoshim, that's taka by kol, Pesach. Ube mikdoshim, koitzitz the koifit. He doesn't have to go through this complicated procedure. He just chops off. He breaks the bone, and then we don't have to peel anything, and this side is kosher, this side is yoytzei, shein by mishum shvira se'etz. There is no issa of shvira se'etz. There is a beautiful kasha that the tzlach is ma'ira, Memes and Demiri is also ma'ira the kasha, and the kasha is as follows. We learned yesterday the Gemara had a shayla. Chazal were geyser tume on the psul yoytzer. No shayla. Maybe dafka anoyser. They were geyser yoytzer because they're tachshash of atzlus. Yoytzer to be matzah be yadayim could be. It's not necessary to be geyser tume. Maybe not. Maybe they were geyser adin tume. Shayla in the Gemara. The Gemara blows by a take. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, by Kolben Pesach, we have claw that a person took out a Pesach from one Chabura to another Chabura, it's toy. So we saw clear that there's no Tumet by the Psul Yaitse. So the Gemara said that, here the Baraisa says that is not that it's toil. So the Gemara wants to say that by Pesach they weren't geyser tume, because Pnei Chabura zrizen her. So by Pesach they weren't geyser tume. The Gemara, before the Gemara brought that Baraisa that said it's toil, the Gemara brought our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that that you're chaytech and chaylef, so the Gemara is takashe. How can you eat the pnimi? If there were geyser tume, how can you eat the pnimi? Well, first wanted to say it's a tume space astorin, but if according to Ravine that you say command the mifres tome, so memele is not a tume space astorin, so how can you eat the pnimi? So the Gemara says, so you have to make an akimta. You have to say, speaking about that the chayla kayoti was left in the kabay, left in the kazay, so it's not makabo tume. So now, from the end of the sugya, we know as follows. By Korban Pesach, they weren't geyser tume an yoytze, because Bnei Chabura zrizen hem. By all other kochim, they were geyser. Zashayla kapada, maybe they were geyser. Because, yeah, it could be they were geyser. Take it. So the Tzlach asks, how does an Elohi Yid learn the Mishnah? Eiver sheyotze miktsosoi, Chaytech. The Mekdoshin, Chaytech. So, Poshet, it would seem it's the same case. This is talking about Kolben Pesach. This is speaking about Mekdoshin. And the whole difference is that, here you're Chaytech and here you're Chaytech. Like the Tzlach, there's another difference. Now, if we will say for that they were Geyser Tuman Yoytze, so Mekdoshin has to be speaking about that it was less than a Kedayis. It was a Kedayis of Yoytze. It's tame. See if they're less than a kezayis. By the first case, Eva Shiyotze Miktosa, which is speaking about Kolben Pesach, so if by Pesach they weren't geyser because Nechabur is rizim hay, so they're speaking about that it was a kezayis of yoytze. So you have Eva Shiyotze Miktosa, it's one yoytze, and then here it's chaytech, here it's kaytech. Not the same yoytze. This is talking about a fellow who was a kezayit, Pesach, and this is talking about less than a kezayit. So it's very modern. I mean, there has to be speaking about two cases, the Mishnah. If there were geyser tuma and yoytze, it has to be speaking about two cases. And the Mishnah is so maybe she yotze mitzotze. Was speaking about one case, and it can't be speaking about one case. One case is speaking about Tavka that less than a Kezayis went out, and one case is speaking about a Tavka more than a Kezayis went out. And that's like the Tzlach, beautiful Kasha. The Miri also seems to have this Kasha. So I thought yesterday we had mentioned the beautiful Svas Emes. The Svas Emes says that what the Gemara says, that Bnei Chabura's reasoning, there wasn't geyser to my Yoytze, by Kolben Pesach. So Sema says, it's not true. We see by Noiser of a Kolben Pesach, there was geyser tume. So even though Bnei Chabura is reasoning. So that's why Sema says a beautiful vote, but Shash also says the same vote, that the Yoytze that's miyuchid to Kolben Pesach, That means the yoytze mechabura lechabura. So since this is a special type of yoytze, which is only miyuchet to kol Pesach, they won't go to tumah on this yoytze, because bnei chaburah's reason has. But the yoytze that is miyuchet to all kabonis, that's koyel all kabonis, taking it out chutz l'Yerushalayim, that yoytze, so there they wouldn't differentiate, say, a kol Pesach is toyer, and shlomim is tomei, they wouldn't do such a thing. So the yoytze hamiyuchid to all korbanis. So there is no difference between korban Pesach and shar korbanis. That's what the Beraisa said, that it's toyer. The Beraisa is speaking about yoytze mechabura lechabura. Speaking about yoytze mechabura lechabura. That's what the Svasama said. So bezoi. So we have lechayr a beautiful teret. Eiver sheyotza miktosoi, Rashi says, and daf pei baudam et beis, chutz lechoymais Yerushalayim. It's speaking about a yoytze of chutz lechoymais Yerushalayim. So memeila, this is the yoytze, which is by all kabbonis. So memeila, there's no difference between the Pesach and all other kabbonis. So if we hold that gozru tumal yoytze, so Pesach also has to be speaking about that there was a piyotza pachas mikazayis. It's not two different cases. It's the same case. Pesach and Mekdoshim is the same case. So memeila, so forget, that's why the Mishnah didn't feel at all obligated to be mechalik, because it's mamish, the same case. Number one, Rashi said that's pshat in the Mishnah. You could bring another raya that this is pshat in the Mishnah, but this is a very, very debatable raya. But Al Kapanim will mention the Raya. If our Mishnah would be speaking about the Yoytze of Chabura Lechabura, so if it's speaking about the Yoytze of Chabura Lechabura, Eva Sheyotza Miktosa. We just learned Taisvis, that Taisvis Esakasha, how is it called Taitzor by Torah and Nisrofim? It's Me'ugid, there's a Chelik inside and a Chelik outside, so it's not called Taitzor. Taisa says, no, by Paul, it's speaking about the whole power was taken outside. But if you have, if it is Mu'ugid alone, if it is Mu'ugid alone, so it's not called Eitzah. So by the Eitzah of Mechabure Lechabure, in order for it to be Nichlal and the Isser of Loisaitzi, you need a Hanoche. And it's only called the Hanoche if it's not Mu'ugid Bifnit. So the Mishnah that says Eiver Sheyotza Miktosoi, that it becomes Yoytze, can't be speaking about the Hoytzov Michabura Lechabura. Because that's not a Hoytzov, it's Mugen Bifnim, Yotza Miktosoi. So Al Kolchoch, the Mishnah has to be speaking about that it was Hoytzov Chutz Lirushalayim, there is no Din of Anoch. The whole Din of Anoch is only on the Hoytzov Michabura Lechabura, not the Hoytzov of Chutz L'Yerushalayim. That doesn't say Al Yaitzi. Then you don't need Gidrei Haitzah. So it's Akoch, it's talking about Haitzah of Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Haitzah of Chutz L'Yerushalayim, there's no difference between Pesach and Shalom Mekdosha. L'chayre, this would be a Hechech, that you can't say a different Shalom the Mishnah, but I don't want to go into this, but this is a debatable Hechech. Let's go for it. Zok the Mishnah Baita, min ha'agaf v'lefnim kilefnim, min ha'agaf v'lechutz kilechutz, ha'chaloynis v'oivei ha'choyme kilefnim. Now let us see Rashi. Choyte Rashi megi la'atzim kilefnish Yisrael u'b'mikdoshim v'shar kodshim sheyotzo mehem miktas eiver is koyte tesayayitze b'koyfetz. You don't have to peel a chelik of it. Mina agaf alifnim kilifnim. Zot Rashi. Agaf kori kol mekoim hagofas adeles. Agaf is the place where the deles rubs, shuts, etc. Shehu chayfef v'noikish sham kishasoygoi. When he shuts the door, that's called the agaf. The hainu. Now Rashi explains. Misfas hapnimis shel oivei ha-pesach admokoim ha-nekishe shekoirim rabit. Now, the Yad Ephraim in Erechayim, Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud Gimel, explains Shitas Rashi as follows. Putting it in plain Lashonis, a Pesach is an opening. You have an opening to, that's an entrance to a room. That's the Pesach. Now in this opening, we have a Mashkoit in the middle of the entrance, and then we have a door. So, he explains that Rashi is speaking about, number one, speaking about a door that opens up to the inside. And number two, we are speaking about that the door, when the door shuts, it is flush to the inside wall. That means there are some doors that the door is in the middle of the entrance. So you have like a passageway till the door, and then you have a passageway after the door. Rashi is learning that we're speaking about a door, that when you close the door, so the door is flush with the walls on both sides. There's no passageway till you'll get to the door. And the Makayim Ha'agaf means from the Tzad Hapnimi of the door to the Tzad Achitzen of the door. That means the Tzad Achitzen of the door. That means kol oive hadeles, that's called the mokim ha'agaf. So, min ha'agaf v'lifnim means from where the door ends on the inside, the tzad ha'pnimi of the door, which means the beginning of the room. That's the next Rashi. Min ha'agaf v'lifnim b'haynu toicha ir mamish. That means when the doors of Yerushalayim, when they were shut, they were flush with the end of the entrance to Yerushalayim. So min ha'agaf means from when the agaf ended, which means when the oivi adelis apnimi, the tzad apnimi ended, which was flush to the walls. So what is min ha'agaf of nim da'anu toicha ir mamish? So that is the ir mamish, not the entrance to the ir. That is the ir mamish. Kilef nim. Vo'ichlam sham kachim kalim. So yite kachim kalim. But the whole entranceway is does not have a din of kedushas Yerushalayim. Min ha'agaf v'lochutz kelochutz, da'haynu mokeim hanekishe. So now min ha'agaf v'lochutz means from where the door ends, going out further, that is a din of chutz Yerushalayim. Va'agaf atmoi, agav atmoi means the mokeim of the door. Lo yodinen hashte ikelefnim ikelechutz. The Mishnah spoke about two extremes. From the inside chalik of the door, further in, is Yerushalayim. From the outside chalik of the door further out, is Chutz Yerushalayim. And the mokeh ma'adeles, lo yedinin hashti ikel afnim, ikel achutz, b'gmorim aforish lo. Achalaynis shebechaymas Yerushalayim. So here, we're speaking about the doorway, the entranceway, Al Kaponim, a chelik of the entrance way is Zicha, does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim, Agaf Elochut. But the windows, which are Chokuk in the Chayme, V'oive Roisha Chayme Begoive, or the top of the wall of Chayme Yerushalayim, Kilifnim, this is Alocha like Yerushalayim. V'afogav the boy v'yeshe orim loy omoran hochi. That means, even though this is very interesting, that means the oive ha'choime. So, gabi all halachis, it has halachic ki Yerushalayim. The oive ha'choime, a person wants to sit into the window, which is situated in the choime, he's sitting in Yerushalayim. A person goes on the goive ha'choime, wants to sit on top of the choime, he's in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim ends when the choime ends. Afal Pika, and if he's standing by the entrance to Yerushalayim, this is still Toich Oivei Achoime. Afal Pika, the entrance is in Achutz Yerushalayim, and that's the Gemara, to the Meforish Taima B'Gemara, that's Rashi's Kashi. So it doesn't make sense. We're not consistent. We're saying, look at the Oivei Achoime, look at the Chalainis, look at the Goiv Achoime, it's Yerushalayim. Look at the Shorim, it's Chutz Yerushalayim. Afal Gav, the Oivei Achoim, the Amoran Hochi, Awesome, Amoran Hochi, Awesome Vorstaibe Bigmor, Mimneam Etzoiroi. So the Gemara says that when they were Mekadish Yerushalayim, they wanted to make sure that the Metzoiroim, who are unable to enter Yerushalayim, because they're Meshulah Chutz L'Shalas Machnet, they should have a sheltered area where to stand when there's a thunderstorm or when the sun is beating down on them. And the Sha'olim of Yerushalayim was a beautiful area, a beautiful sheltered area. So therefore, they were never Mekadosh that Mokim. That Mokim does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim. Kedushas Yerushalayim, they were Mekadosh. In this area, they weren't Mekadosh. They left only enough of the Metzeroyim. That was the Sha'ore Yerushalayim. So they have a place where to stand, a sheltered area. But the Teich HaChoyme, the Chaloynes, and the Reish HaChoyme, that they were Mekadosh, so that is Kedusha Yerushalayim. Ona Rav Yehuda Omarav V'chein L'Tfilin. Same Aloche, we said by Agav, Nagav Nim, Kelof Nim, Agav L'Chutz, Kelochut, the same Aloche applies by Tfilin. Ufliege de Rav Yeshua ben Leib. In Rav Yehuda Omarav, es chelik Rav Yeshua ben Leib, Rav Yeshua ben Leib, l'machitze shel barzol, eino mafsekes ben Yisrael aviyem sheba shamayim. Zot Rashi. V'chein L'Tfilin. Ha'oimed min ha'agav v'lefnim mitzaref. A person who is standing min ha'agav v'lefnim, so that l'cheira means from where the door ends, further in towards the room, so he's mitzaref la'asor. That means, so he can be the tenth person, but he's in the room already. Ha'oimed chutz le'pesach ein mitzaref. And a person who's standing outside of the Pesach ain't mitzaref. Now the Lashon of Rashi is very shver for two reasons. Number one, Rashi gave a big jump. Rashi said, "Mina agaf v'lochutz." For example, if you have in the middle of the archway that after the oivi adelus ends, so that's ichem ilochutz. They don't say chutz lePesach. Rashi jumps chutz lePesach. And Rashi doesn't speak b'chlau what the Mokim Ha'agaf is. So the Menachem Meishev Nefesh wants to say the Loshon of Rashi is not meduyik, chutz l'pesach is lav davke, and he means the Mokim of the Oivi Adelis. That means only, that means the Mokim Oivi Adelis and further already has a locha of chutz. That means everything has a locha of chutz, and only from the tzad apnimi of the delus lefnim, that is halacha of them. Eino, Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, Eino mafseket, she'ein hefsek lifnei hamokim, she'akol goloi v'yedu lefonov, ve'ein stime lefonov. Rashi is very unclear. First of all, L'chayil is a psakeful haloshin, eina mafseke, shein hefsek lefnei amokim, bein stima lefono, it's no hefsek, there's no stima. And then, b'chlal is a, to Yehama was ma'ira, that there's a tremendous problem over here. If we're speaking about to be mitzarev to a minion, so we want to be mitzaref one person to nine people. That's the tziruf. So Shaila is standing in the entrance way of the room. He's standing b'mokim where the door closes. The door is open now, but he's standing b'mokim adeles. Shaila is considered in the room, considered not in the room. Fine, a good Shaila. So the Gemara brings Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? Afilu machit shishal baal zan mefsekes bein so lavim sheba shemai. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about the chibur of a yid to the Rabbeinu shel olam. Gabi that, a machit shishal baal zan also can't break the chibur. Eina mefsekes, right? Here we're speaking about the chibur from this yid to the other nine yid. That's what we're speaking about. That is our shayla. And Rab said, since he's standing b'mokim ha'delet, so this is not the cheder, this is the delet. The room ends over here already. Where he's standing is not room, this is delet. This is mokim stimet, there's a delet over here. So if this is the mokim ha'delet,
So Memele, so therefore he is not mitzurif to the people in the cheder. He's not in the cheder. He's the Mokim Adelis. So how does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi come in and say, perhaps Pshat and Rashi is, Rashi seems to give an explanation in Eino Mapsekes. Mechitzi Shel Bazel is not Mapsik Ben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemaim. So Rashi says, you know why not? She'ein Hefsik Lifnei Hamokim. You know why it's not Mapsik? Because there's no Hefsik. Sha'akil golui v'yadu alafonu. So could be Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, if we would learn the memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilu machit shishal ba'azal eina mafsekes ben yisrael v'im shabashamayim, we perhaps could say, even though there's a machit shishal ba'azal that's mavdu, the Rabbi Shlomo has good ears, so it penetrates the barrier. There's a machit shishal ba'azal, after Shemaya Tvilas Kolpe, the Ben Shalom hears the Tvilas, so Mamela, that's why it's not Mafsik. The Ben Shalom can even hear if there's a Mechitza Shel Baalzel. I think Rashi is coming to tell us that's Napshat. Napshat is that there is a barrier, Vafal Pike and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam listens through the barrier. The Rashi says, She'ain Hefsik. You know why? There's no, because there is not a Dover HaMafsik Lifnei HaMokim. Sha'akol golui v'yodua lefono. So Rashi means to say that the whole musig of a barrier of a mechitza shel balzel is not negay the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Legabi the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ha'akol golui v'yodua lefono. Everything is lefono. There's no such musig as a barrier by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore Rashi says, ve'ein stima lefono. So the whole Shaila was, why isn't this considered room? It's not considered room because this is the Mokim Hastime. He's standing where the Delis usually is. So that is only this Lumdis, that it's considered not room, because this is a Mokim Sosum, this is a Mokim which is not used, it's Sosum. This is not Negei the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Be'inyonei Tefillah. Ain't stima lefonav. Shane hefs, just like there's no hefsik. That's, it's not mafsik because there's no hefsik. Ain't a mafsik is why she'ain hefsik, because there's no hefsik. So if there's no hefsik, there ain't stima lefonav. So there's no steam over here. He's not, by the Bershom, there's no such union as a mokim steaming. So therefore, it's considered, the guy of the Bershom is standing in the room. Because ain't stima lefonav. Perhaps that is Pshat and Rashi. Vimkeinem anachnu. So Rashi is only saying that if a person is standing be'etzim in the entrance of the room, the whole problem is this entrance is usually sosum. This entrance usually is sosum with adelis. So therefore, legabi all halachas, we assume that this mokim is sosum, and it is not the room. It's a chelik nifred of the room. So legabi tefillah, we don't say that. Ain't stima lefonav, ain't hefsik lefonav. So if we take away the stima, so with the stima not there, so it's a part of the room. The entranceway would be part of the room if there would be no delis there. It's not oimed listay. So, the Gemara is only saying, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that if he stands b'moke mastime, which theoretically the entranceway is part of the room, the moke mastime makes it ice room. So if this ain't stima lefonav, so it's standing in the entranceway of the room without a stima, so it's considered part of the room. But if a person will stand outside of the room, if he stands outside of the room in a different room, so less mandapoli. The zichano tziru. Two rooms, one room is not mitzav to the other room. The Gemara is only, we're only speaking about the mokim hadeles, which we learned as special aloha that the mokim hadeles loses the shame cheder because of the stimus hadeles. So that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says does not apply by tefillah. Ain't stima lefono. But being in another room, that versteht sich, he's not in the same room with them, he's not in the same room. So versteht sich, he can't have a tziruf of a sara. If that is true, so then, perhaps we could understand, for emphat Tosfos Kasha, maybe the Rashi did not hold Tosfos Kasha, is schwer. Let us see Tosfos. Bechein letvile. Perish bekuntres lin yetziruf, vein nire. The be'elu ne'amore mash mesugye de gemore, if the machlokes is ill in Yetzirah, so then we have to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But per kol gages mash mestama de gemara, the mechitza mafsekes letzirah. We find that a mechitza is mafsek letzirah. The kama tes bektana, the echad begdoila. You have a chotze ktana that's poritz bemiluoi to a chotze gedoyle. The chotze gedoyle has gifufim, it has walls on all four sides. And on the fourth side, there's walls on the sides, and in the middle, it's poritz bemiluoi to the chotze ktana. So the Gemara says, tes bektana ve'echad begedoyle, so there's no tziruf, because the person who's standing in the gedoyle is in a different room. So l'chayre, the way we said, there Rav Shuman Levi is also made it. There he's back in a different room. The Gemara only said, according to Rav Shuman Levi, he's standing v'mokim stimus hadalas, he is mitzur. But in a different room, could be a fill according to everyone, he's not mitzur. Akaponim Taisvis does not like Rashi's pshat. Ule'inyin Shofar Megillah Nami Le'motzis L'Forish. You can't say we're speaking about Shofar Megillah. It's not behed yipek ruv bezn. Ho ye'oiver achire beis haknesis asho ye beis ha'y somach le beis haknesis v'shomakir Shofar Megillah m'kivin li ben yotz. You can't say we're speaking about the b'yotzit kia Shofar, because there's a Mishnah that says, up in the Mishnah that you're yoitza, but you're outside. So the Yehuda Marav cannot be talking about Kiyah Shofar or Mikra Megillah. I had a shtickle ha'ora on Taisvis. I mean, Taisvis wanted to learn Pshat in Agamore that it is speaking about Kiyah Shofar. Person is outside, it's a Shaila, is yoitza Kiyah Shofar, not yoitza Kiyah Shofar, it's not in the same room with the Shofar. Taisa says, no, that can't be the Shaila, because there's a Mishnah for Kel. The Vice says for Taisa, if I wouldn't know the Mishnah, Taisa says, a book, a kind of orange shot. But if I wouldn't know the Mishnah, so then I have a good pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara is standing outside, it's Yaitzitzki Yeshayfarana. So Lachayra, it's Pillay Ploy. What could be the Shaila? If a person hears Koil Shayfar, so the Shayfar is inside. So what's this? He has to be together with the Shayfar. What kind of Havamina would I have? That he's not Yoitze, that Fakir Taisvis, but that's not Pshat because the Mishnah stayed Fakir. But on the Mishnah, Taisvis was Nochis to say such a Pshat. L'chayre, how could one have such a Havamin? So it could be the Orach HaShulchan in Simen Ayin, Nechaim, Simen Ayin Test, Sif Test. He brings down a Machlokes HaPoskim. The halacha is as follows, that the halacha is, Zadin Bahoya Machnecha Kodesh, that if there's Tzoye in one Rishus, so one is not permitted to say a Dovah Shebekdusha in that Rishus, not permitted to learn in that Rishus, Bahoya Machnecha Kodesh. What is if you have Tzoye in one Rishus, and a person is standing in the second Rishus, so it's Kodesh, this Machne is Kodesh, and the Machne, the mechitza that's mardu between the two rishuyos, so he's allowed to say davar shebekdusha. What is the din of if the reyach of the tzoye comes into the rishus? So there's a machloikis. So there's one day that holds that it's no good. The tzoye is not in yenu rishus, but the reyach is in this rishus. So you have a reyach, so you're not allowed to say davar shebekdusha. Then there's a second day. The Ramah brings down the second day, and it's interesting. The second day is the rosh. Rabbeinu Yoine b'shem Rabboni Tzolfas from the Bali Tosfos. The second day holds that it's good. That it's good, even though the Reyach is coming into my Rishus, it's mutter. So back to the Shulchan, it's Pilei Ploy. If the Reyach is here, so how could it be mutter? So the Shulchan says, Pshat, this halacha as follows. It is speaking about, not Lugabi Davening, it's speaking about Divrei Teure. We have Aloche by Divrei Teure, a reyach ra, she'ein lo iker, is mutter betalme Teure. That means, the Gemara says in Broches, if you have a room of people, and one person is mefiach, there's a reyach ra, so since it's a reyach ra, she'ein lo iker, so it's mutter betalme Teure. That's what the Gemara says in Broches. Zogt Aloche HaShulchan, that they held, if you had Tzoye in another room, so it's called in this room Areyach Ra She'ein Lo Yikah. Because in this room there's no Yikah. In any room there's an Yikah. But in this room there's no Yikah. So therefore it should be Mutter B'Talmud Torah. At Kan Divrei Ha'Orach HaShulchan. So you see from the Orach HaShulchan Amuyim D'Kechidish. Even though the Areyach originates from an Yikah, but since in this Rishus, we moved on from that Yikah. We only have a reyach in this rishus. We don't have an iker in this rishus. So therefore, it's considered in this rishus we have a reyach ra she'ein lo iker. That's from a mele, according to the Steyer Tmuta. So we see the koyach of a rishus that it's mavdul, the reyach from the source of the reyach. So could we have a mele de kahavamina? If you have to hear a koil that comes from a shayfa, so if I'm in the same rishus with the shayfa, so it's considered I'm hearing a kail shayfa, a kail of a shayfa. But if the shayfa is in a different rishus, so maybe it'd be a svara to say that I'm mavdil the kail from the shayfa. There's a kail here, but it's not considered a kail from a shayfa, just like it's not considered reyach sheyesh lo yikir. There's an yikir over there. But in this Rishus there's no Iker, and this Rishus there's no Shaifa, and this Rishus there's no Megillah. I'm hearing a Koil Shalai Mitaycha Megillah, because I'm in a different Rishus in Gansen, I'm not in the Rishus Shalai Megillah. So perhaps it'd be a half a minute to say it wouldn't be good, but I said that's not true, because the Mishnah says it is good. V'nira l'ri da'ochem ma'iri l'inyin l'anesh yochit k'dushe v'yehesh me'rabe mevor. The Gemara is speaking about that a person wants to say Yehesh Mei Rabba. They mechitza mavsekes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehuda mavsekes. Given that the dover shetzorech hasore, since the aniyah of Yehesh Mei Rabba, the aniyah of kedusha, you need aniyah of a tibur. That means this is not said to yechidim. You need an asore that shchina shchuye b'neiem. To say kedusha v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, you need a tzibur of asora saying kedusha, saying Yehesh Mei Rabba. Now he's standing outside, or he's standing in the doorway. So pshat is can he become mitzuref to, not to make a minion? You have a minion there already. To make a minion, Tosfos proved that if he's in a different simmer, you can't make a minion. But if the minion is here already. Now I want to become the Shechina Yishayir on them already. Now I want to become a chelik of them. And there's a mechitza that's mavdul beini beinehem. So the shayla is, can I do this? So Memele, so Rabbi Yeshua Melevi said, afilu mechitza shel baal zayinim hafsekes bein Yisrael avim sheber shemayim. So I can enter their chabure. I can become tachas haskanfei Shechina. I can get into it, even though there's a mechitza shamazel that's mafsik, so I become part of that tzibur. Now if I become part of that tzibur, so I'm a mele, I can, so I'm a chelik of a tzibur, that's oina dovah shebegdusha. Ma she'enkein, Rabbi Yehuda Marav holds no. That faker, since in aloche, you're considered chutz lecheder, so you cannot become a chelik of the anoshim in that cheder, so therefore you can't answer Kedusha Nomen Yehesh Mei Rabba.